Read On, February 2025. Groundhog Day. The Quirky American Holiday Has German Roots, by Siobhan Bruns. Every year in February in the U.S., a certain furry rodent is the star of the show, the groundhog. Legend has it that what the groundhog does on the day means spring will begin or won't come for another 6 weeks. According to the folklore, if a groundhog comes out of the hole where it's been hibernating and sees its own shadow, which can only happen if it's a sunny day, it will return to its hole and the weather will remain cold and winterly for 6 more weeks. If it's cloudy that day, the groundhog won't have a shadow. That means it will stay outside and spring will begin. Although groundhog festivals happen in different parts of the U.S., the most popular one takes place in the small town that was used for the 1993 film Groundhog Day, Punxsutawney. Punxsutawney is located in a part of Pennsylvania known as Pennsylvania Dutch Country. Many people from German-speaking parts of Europe immigrated to that part of Pennsylvania from the late 1600s to the early 1800s. They brought with them their customs and folklore, including one which said that an animal's behavior could predict the weather. In Europe, the predicting was done by a badger, or, in some places, a hedgehog. But since neither of those animals were in Pennsylvania, German immigrants had to find another animal and chose the groundhog. Another thing that changed was how long the wintry weather would last. In Europe, it was 4 weeks. In the U.S., it became 6. Sonst ist der Dachs in der Lichtmesswoche, geht auf 4 Wochen wieder zu Loche, as one German adage puts it. Lichtmess, which is called Candlemas in English, is on February 2nd. The Christian holiday marks the 40th day after Christ's birth, which is the end of the Christmas season, and, traditionally, the beginning of another, farming. Farmers are, of course, very interested in how long the winter weather will last. There is no point in planting out something which will die if the weather stays cold. Maybe before we had daily weather forecasts, farmers looked at what animals were doing to get an idea of how the weather would be at the start of the farming season. If hibernating animals were still in their holes, it probably wasn't going to warm up anytime soon. Then perhaps a legend started about how one hibernating animal in particular, a hedgehog, or later in America, the groundhog, behaved. The first mention of the Groundhog Day tradition in North America is from 1841. That year, James L. Morris, who owned a shop in Pennsylvania Dutch Country, wrote in his diary, "Last Tuesday, the 2nd, was Candlemas Day, the day on which, according to the Germans, the groundhog peeps out of his winter quarters, and if he sees his shadow, he pops back for another 6 weeks' nap. But if the day be cloudy, he remains out, as the weather is to be moderate." America's most famous groundhog, or groundhogs, since there have been many over the years, Punxsutawney Phil, has been at it since 1887, but the record shows his predictions are hit or miss at best. While even a flipped coin has an accuracy rate of 50%, Phil is only right about 36% of the time. Read by Mike Scott,